Do you remember Trump's January 6th coup attempt? Well, first let's take a quick step back to how Trump got elected in the first place. Cambridge Analytica. Does that name sound familiar? Well, it should. They ran 1.6 billion Facebook disinformation ads with the help of Facebook data to get Trump elected in 2016. Why couldn't they do so in 2020?
Mr. Zuckerberg, what year and month did you personally first become aware of Cambridge Analytica? When was the issue discussed with your board member, Peter Thiel?
After Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Congress grilled Mark Zuckerberg for a couple of days, his basic answer was, I don't know, and it was a mistake.
You have an ethical obligation to notify 87 million Facebook users?
Senator, when we heard back from Cambridge Analytica that they had told us that they weren't using the data and had deleted it, we considered it a closed case. In retrospect, that was clearly a mistake.
Afterwards, he and Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg went on a sorry media tour.
It was my mistake. And I'm sorry.
I am so sorry that we let so many people down.
This was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened.
We definitely know we're late. We have said we're sorry, but sorry is not the point.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility. Now is a mistake, and I'm sorry for it.
We have acknowledged our mistakes. We are listening, we are learning, and we are making progress.
If you like the complete story of Cambridge Analytica, I recommend the documentary The Great Hack on Netflix. Just so you know, Peter Thiel, who was on the Facebook board until 2020, is an avid Trump supporter and investor slash groomer of one J.D. Vance. Now, do you remember where you were on January 6th? I was watching it unfold live on television. I didn't quite understand what the hell was going on. I kept asking myself, where are the police? How is this happening? Where are the immediate arrests? Where's the National Guard? Why hasn't Trump tweeted to stop this violence? Where the hell is he? Trump started teeing up January 6th on December 12th. Tweet that read, wow, thousands of people forming in Washington, D.C. for Stop the Steal. Didn't know about this, but I'll be seeing them. Hashtag MAGA. Here's a clip of what started the beginning of one of the most darkest days in American history.
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women, and we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength, and you have to be strong.
He continued to tweet, even encouraging Vice President Pence to do the right thing. But Pence had to run from the rioters, who assembled a platform with a noose for him. It would take 187 minutes, over 3 hours, before he tweeted, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. He did make a video, but never posted it. Congress was, however, able to get their hands on it.
I know your pain. I know your hurt. We had a election, let me say. I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
It would take Congress's January 6th committee over almost 2 years to filter hundreds of hours of video to trace it all back to Trump and the Proud Boys. Many closed-door interviews with subpoenaed witnesses, including the Capitol Police, would detail the horrors of that day, and many testified in days of public congressional hearings. The details were stunning and heartbreaking. Here's a clip of the sounds of that day.
Multiple capital injuries! Multiple capital injuries!
More than 1,230 people have been charged with federal crimes in the riot, ranging from misdemeanor offenses like trespassing to felonies like assaulting police officers and seditious conspiracy. Approximately 749 federal defendants have had their cases adjudicated and received sentences for their criminal activity. Approximately 467 have been sentenced to periods of incarceration. Authorities are still working to identify more than 80 people wanted for acts of violence at the Capitol and to find out who placed pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee's offices the day before the Capitol attack. How does that make you feel? Honestly. Do you just want to forget about it? I can't. Not remember because it just seemed unreal? I wish I could. Or does it make you angry or sad? It makes me both. Have you become numb and just want to forget Trump ever existed? I would love to. Do you want to go back to his hypomanic, narcissistic mind for another 4 years? I sure don't. Or do you want him to be held accountable and have his day in court? And do you think he should go to prison? Well, I think you know what I think. But Peter Sicknick, a Capitol Police officer, died the next day from his injuries, and four officers have committed suicide. Sicknick's partner of 11 years, Sandra Garza, had this to say when asked what should happen to Trump.
Personally, for me, I think he needs to be in prison. That's what I think.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has indicted Trump, and he has been charged with four counts, which are conspiracy to defraud the United States, which includes witness tampering, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights of citizens. Part of the indictment reads, despite having lost, the defendant was determined to remain in power. So, for more than 2 months following the election day of November 3rd, 2020, the defendant spread lies that there had been outcome determinative fraud in the election, and that he had actually won. These claims were false, and the defendant knew that they were false. The indictment identifies six co-conspirators, four attorneys, a political consultant, and a Justice Department official who worked on civil matters. Trump already took this up to the Supreme Court, claiming that he had presidential immunity. But if you read the SCOTUS decision, it was kicked back down to federal courts where a jury trial before the November election is next to impossible. But U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan will nonetheless have to determine which actions the former president can be held criminally liable for. After all of his delays, the case will resume on August 16th. She has denied all of Trump's motions to dismiss. Game on. Oh, and here's what Sandra Garza says about the people who said we need to forget January 6th and move on.
Yeah, what I would say to that is Trump is the type of man who incites violence. And, you know, so it's not going to stop. And if they don't stand up and say enough is enough, it's just going to continue. And sadly, I really worry about the safety of our officers still. I worry about another January 6th like attack. I mean, this is serious stuff. And they're concerned about money in their pocket and power. It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. They don't care about the American people. That says it right there. They care about themselves.
So without the help of Facebook, how could the backers of Trump, through the now defunct Cambridge Analytica, get him elected this time? Well, the Koch brothers own i360, a data collection company for the GOP that uses major micro-targeting, like knowing Trump's attempted assassin's father was a 17 out of 20 on their point system of being a Trump supporter. Or Elon Musk, who bought Twitter and branded it X, and what did he pay $44 billion for? To support Trump through a ton of disinformation posts like AI video deepfakes and your data. Quick PSA, data rights are human rights. So every time you go to a new website, you're asked if you could accept all the cookies as your first choice. Slow down, take a second, and click no to cookies and click don't sell my information. People, including myself, have mindlessly clicked the first button to accept all cookies. At first, I thought I couldn't continue on the website unless I accepted the cookies until I took the time and I found out I can continue without them. So, will we see another January 6th when he loses this election? He will claim it was rigged and the other side cheated, but most of his army that assembled for him that day are still in prison. Where do you think Steve Bannon is now? He says he will pardon all of them if elected again, but he could have pardoned them all before he left office, and he didn't. Have you ever asked yourself why he didn't? I mean, he had 2 more weeks left. Here you go. Because there was no one to pardon him. Join me next time when I discuss Trump's Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, and Project 2025's plan for the Department of Education. Spoiler alert, they want to get rid of it completely. I care about our country, and I hope you do too. Remember to vote November 5th.